The next patient is Fausto Huertas. The last name, H-U-E, R like in Roger, T like in Tango, A like in Alpha, S like in Sierra, Huertas. First name, Fausto, F like in Foxtrot, A like in Alpha, U like in Uniform, S like in Sierra, T like in Tango, O like in Oscar. This is the clinical case of a 38-year-old Hispanic male with a history of diabetes mellitus, period. The patient has a strong family history of this disease on both sides of the family, period. The patient was admitted to a hospital last year with hypertensive crisis, and there was also evidence of the blood sugar that was elevated, period. At the present time, the patient comes and the laboratory workup is consistent with the laboratory workup with a creatinine of 1.64 and the BUN of 32 and an estimated GFR of 55. The protein creatinine ratio 350 milligrams in 20 per gram of creatinine, period. I have to point out that the patient was admitted to hypertensive crisis. In a hypertensive crisis, he went to a hospital. He went to the ophthalmologist and they found lesions that were related to hypertension rather than diabetic retinopathy, period. The most likely situation is that the patient had nephrosclerosis associated to arterial hypertension and / or diabetic nephropathy, period. The patient is in a stable condition. He's feeling good. Number two, the patient has in the CBC a hematocrit of 36 with a hemoglobin of 11.8. The level of kidney function is not low as to justify anemia related to CKD. We are going to investigate the iron stores, B12 and folate, period. Following number, arterial hypertension. This patient had evidence of hypokalemia without metabolic alkalosis. The renin-aldosterone ratio wasn't elevated, but when we prescribe spironolactone, we got a better blood pressure control. Today's blood pressure is 128 over 79 compared to 157 over 93. The patient has lost 12 pounds of body weight, which is commendable. He is following the diet as recommended. We are going to keep the same prescription for the blood pressure. Following number, hyperlipidemia, there is no evidence of hypercholesterolemia. The cholesterol total is 100 with HDL of 29 and LDL of 44. The triglycerides are 155, it's slightly elevation. That is a mixed hyperlipidemia. We are going to continue with the same medications. following number, hypokalemia, that is no longer present. The potassium is 4.5 milliequivalents per liter, period. We are going to encourage the patient to keep on exercising, following the diet, taking the medications, and we will reevaluate in 4 months. A period paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.